All the ways.
Always.
Change.
Change.
Always means.
Always
means. A lot of the unknown.
A lot of the unknown.
Although it's easier.
Although it's easier.
To want change.
To want change.
When I'm unhappy.
When I'm unhappy.
Tired.
Tired.
Challenged.
Challenged.
Struggling.
Struggling.
Wouldn't it be nice?
Wouldn't it be nice?
If I could feel good about change.
If I could feel good about change.
If I could thrive.
If I could thrive.
On the flow of change.
On the flow of change.
Because everything changes.
Everything changes.
Everything
changes.
All the ways.
Always.
I resist change.
I resist change.
I resent change.
I resent change.
I want change.
I want change.
Change isn't the problem.
Change isn't the problem.
It's my issues.
It's my issues.
My desires.
My desires.
My fears.
My fears.
Of control.
Of control.
In change.
In change.
How can I control?
How can I control?
How can I know how I'll control?
How can I know how I'll control?
Change.
Change.
When I don't know what it means.
When I don't know what it means.
When I don't know what to expect.
When I don't know what to expect.
When I don't know who I am yet.
When I don't know who I am yet.
In the change.
In the change.
After the change.
After the change.
All the ways I struggle.
All the ways I struggle.
With control.
With control.
With trusting me.
With trusting me.
With being easy with me.
With being easy with me.
And it's such a funny thing.
And it's such a funny thing.
The concept of control.
The concept of control.
Because I don't know if I really
have any control at all.
How much of me
is really in my
control?
Not what I do when I sleep.
Or don't sleep.
Not what I think.
Not what I first expect.
Where is the control?
And why do I fear control?
Of the unknown.
Oh, that's right.
Because I'm not so good at control.
In the known.
All this.
All this.
Over control.
Wouldn't it be lovely?
Wouldn't it be lovely?
To just relax.
Just relax.
To trust me.
To trust me.
To realize.
To realize.
I have a lot of experience.
I have a lot of experience.
A lot of experience.
A lot of experience.
In this lifetime.
In this lifetime.
Of choosing.
Choosing,
of learning,
of learning,
of changing,
changing,
of changing my mind.
Changing my mind.
Wouldn't it be nice,
it be nice
to have a different experience of change?
To have a different experience of
change. Chosen change.
Chosen change.
Unexpected change.
Unexpected change.
Abrupt change.
Abrupt change.
Long, slow change.
Long, slow change.
What if I could just relax?
What if I could just relax?
And see who I am.
And see who I am.
And trust me,
and trust me
to show up powerfully,
powerfully,
with curiosity,
with love,
for myself,
knowing
that whatever I need to learn,
I'll go learn it.
Whatever help I desire,
I'll go
get it.
Wouldn't it be nice
if I could change my perceptions?
My learned,
habitual perceptions
of control.
I want to let it go.
All the things I take for granted.
A false sense of security.
I want to remind myself.
I don't have much control at all.
Not over my habits.
Not over my subconscious.
Not over my past.
Not over most of my future.
I don't have any control.
And yet,
I've been making
choices.
I've been living.
Experiencing.
Evolving.
Discerning.
Giving.
And receiving.
With or without
the illusion of control. I want to bring all my focus and attention.
To choice,
instead of control.
I don't control what
happens
in my country,
on my planet,
in my birth family.
I don't control much
at my work,
in my neighborhood,
in traffic.
I really don't have control.
And yet I discern
what works for me
every day.
A thousand times a day.
I'm discerning
and choosing
even when I'm not aware of it.
Even when I'm not aware. So wouldn't it be nice,
so wouldn't it be nice
if I could evolve
the paradigm of control
into one
of discernment
of what is in my power
and what isn't,
and feel safe
for what I can
choose,
discern,
let go of,
or reach for.
And wouldn't it be lovely
if
I could look back at my whole life
and see it differently?
If I could see,
control wasn't a part of it.
Learning,
experiencing
was a part of it.
But control?
Not so much.
This struggle.
This endless struggle.
With wanting to control.
Me.
Others.
Life.
God.
Situations.
Circumstances.
Responses.
This desire.
To have some control.
I really want to let that go.
I've earned the right
to let that go,
to relax
and trust me
to experience
whatever is next,
whatever is now,
and discern
a little more,
a little more about me,
a little more I can reach for,
discern a little more I can give,
a little more I can allow.
I want to experience
me
in a new paradigm.
I want to release all fear of control.
All fear of lack of control.
All fear of others controlling me.
I want to relax.
I want to relax
into a new experience
of who I am
in all the diverse circumstances.
I find myself
every day.
I want to
relax
and change my mind
and change my heart
on the paradigm of control.
Because the truth is,
I don't control any of the big stuff.
None of it.
I have zero control
on the things I want to control the most.
So wouldn't it be nice
to just relax a little bit
and enjoy
who I am
in my journey
of this lifetime,
learning,
exploring,
receiving,
contributing,
reaching,
always evolving,
forward.
I want to know
the truth
of the power,
the authentic power
within me.
And none of it
is about
control.
Okay, big breath.
Well.